Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
So is your crew of people who follow you, do you call them shrimps?
Why would they be called shrimps?
Because they're just little dicks. Well,
I'm proud of that joke. I'm proud of it. I'm not even going to lie. I'm proud of it.
Welcome to this edition of Road Trippin' with RJ and Channing. I am your host, Allie Clifton. Guys,
let's...
on episodes where it's just the three of us, I'd like to start with an update on the text chain. Okay. The funniest thing that came out on the friend text thread. I actually saw the other day that Kevin talked about it in an interview that he did as well. So I was like, what's the latest? What's the funniest thing that came on me?
The Paula on Patton the not seasoning her chicken. Dude, Paula Patton not seasoning her god dang chicken or cleaning it is the newest thing. And she is a beautiful, strong, powerful black woman. But damn, girl, no seasoning. You use cold water to clean chicken. You don't even season the flour.
But this is what's crazy.
What do you clean your chicken with if it's not water?
Hot water and lemon?
I don't know. So I just, when I, this is the way I look at it. When I see somebody doing it wrong, I just listen. My favorite thing is a tweet that was put on there. They was talking about Coach K and they're like, bro got his 40 year long coaching career ended by a dude named Herbert.
We agree that's one of the five worst names of all time.
Hubert. It's same what? Thing. Then it's like Hubert. Then somebody goes, Hubert, top three worst names in life, like in life history, along with Bartholomew and Rufus.
Dude.
And this is look.
No Willard offense Carroll, to all Hubert Will Smith, and Bartholomew yeah, and Rufus. Like,
Will Smith's name is Willard Carroll. There were some jokes about that going on in the text chain, but we'll just leave it at that. We won't name names. We'll just talk about the text chain.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's it. That's the text chain. Those are the best shareable jokes from the text chain. Yeah.
I want to know about the chicken though.
You got to season your chicken. What do you mean? You got to clean it correctly.
She just doesn't.
What do you? I'm going to send this to you. It grosses me out. She's like, well, you got to clean it. And she takes it underneath a cold water faucet and just sprinkles it.
Can you explain? No, and I say this because I just eat. I don't cook.
Okay. So fried chicken.
Because I feel like Channing's afraid to really. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
How I know how to make fried chicken is you get hot water, right? For how I like my chicken, I like crispy skin. So my family used to really get underneath the skin and the meat with warm water with lemon. And then you soak it for a little bit and you really let all the stuff get off it. And the cleaning part is actually almost longer than preparing it to be fried. The fry part is easy. You also season the chicken and you season your flour. So you have clean chicken going into flour, right? And then it goes into a buttermilk and then you double season again. So you get crispiness in it. She went cold water, bag, grease. It's disgusting. Yeah. Wow. Cold water chicken, bag, shake it up.
Grease. Somebody said she cooked like this and she still got a whole man begging to get her back.
Hey, I would have slapped that chicken out her god dang hands.
I would have eaten every piece of that chicken with a smile.
Put it on my tongue.
Channing, you're a damn liar. I will call you out on this text chain. You would eat every piece of that chicken like, baby, can I have some more?
Is an absolute smoke show. But you are not worth salmonella. You are not worth
Channing, you could, hey, Channing,
Queen,
not married,
no, this
not married.
Let's say what you go.
Let's
you
say
go.
This, Channing. You go. Listen, would Queen. You take Paula Patton for some salmonella? Would you?
Once, no, a month, maybe.
He's like, yes. Yes.
Channing's like, yes. Listen, I would have had to talk to her nice. Hey, Queen, I know you're trying. I appreciate you doing this, but there are certain things.
If that was a first date, would you have left? That was a first date. Would you have left, or you would have eaten the shit out of that chicken?
No, no, no. I would have been like, you know what? Let's be crazy. Hey, I would have went, let's be crazy and whap that chicken off my plate. Let's be crazy. Let's get out of here. Let's get Chinese.
Every bit of that damn chicken.
You would have eaten some more. Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
That too. That
oh
too.
My God,
that
we're too. Going on.
Okay, next story. We love you, Paula.
For sure. Hey.
Are you serious, Channing? Did you really just mean
Paula Patton is top five hottest black woman on earth? Is not even close.
I'm not disagreeing with that. On
not even okay, close. That, she next, looks better in person.
That noise with your mouth. Thank you, Richard. You are being tagged as Lord Voldemort. Is that how you say it?
His black cousin.
And every bald, evil monster looking dude on TikTok.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it?
You know what? You know, this is the hardest thing about my TikTok following. Shout out to my guys that are, because, and when I say guys, I mean, it's 97% male. This is no lie. Like my demographic. But the problem is that my following is the definition of the energy you put out, you get back. So everybody that follows me are just little bitty assholes. They're just little bitty dickheads. They're just waiting for something. People are always just like, where do you find this content? I'm like, because little smart asses all fucking tag me and fuck with me. All they do is roast me constantly on TikTok and I respond. I don't know why.
Wait,
but the shit is hilarious.
So is your crew of people who follow you, do you call them shrimps?
Why would they be called shrimps?
Because they're just little dicks.
I'm proud of that joke. I'm proud of it. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it. But like, it's not. It's not. It's not.
I like how this is the episode that drops on Fridays. Oh man,
it's not even a real.
Sending people into the weekend and all.
Oh, it's not even. I made that up right now. I do edit one of yours. Are you proud of that joke? I do edit one of yours, Allie. By the way, is Channing gonna get on TikTok?
No,
because it's funny. I've been watching your. The funniest fucking thing about you not getting on TikTok is this. I've literally been watching your Instagram, and you are doing TikToks on Instagram. That's the funniest thing about it. Yeah, look at him smiling. Look at him smiling.
You know what? I didn't think. Yeah. You know what? I didn't think some of them. Well, here's the problem. Here's the problem, Richard.
Tell us the problem.
What happens is I say no TikTok. And then I may have a wine flight and I go, oh, this is really funny. And I do it. And then in my inebriated fingers, I hit send on accident. I'm like, well, it's in the world now. Some stuff I do just to be funny to my kids and it ends up going into the world. And I'm like, woof, how did that get out there?
You should be. Yeah.
Oh God. TikTok's too much. That's another password. That's another login. I don't even know.
I agree. I'm with you.
Are you really? Allie, you're really abandoning it? Am I going to be the lone person here on TikTok? Why? I just literally just duetted.
No, Gilbert just got on. You and Gilbert.
Fuck Gilbert.
Yeah, you and Gil can be friends.
I don't want to be friends with Gil. I've been friends with him long enough. I'm over that shit.
Okay, I got a question for you guys. Ja Morant dropped $55,000 at Icebox Jewelry It's a shop in Atlanta recently, $55,000. Logan Paul also spent over $5 million on a rare Pokemon card this week.
Oh, it was fake. His Pokemon card, his Charizard card, I thought was fake.
But he still spent $5 million on it?
Yeah, so it was supposed to be like, you know, PSA. Sorry, my buddy's in cards. He's like a big time card dealer at PWCC. Shout out Jesse Craig. And I guess the person he had bought that from, or initially who he had bought it from, he had it on a chain around his neck, like as a chain, like as a $2 million yeah. card. Now, I don't know if he went and bought another card, but the original card he bought for $2 to $5 million, he ended up finding out was fake. Which
the only part with that is that they shouldn't they be fucking certified or verified? Like, I'm not spending fucking $2 million on pictures of a house and then you show up and it's fucking a shed, right? Like, shouldn't you have had that? Like, that should have been vetted about nine different times before you purchase millions of dollars. That's not on you. Yeah. I'm just saying that shit happens.
No, I'm talking.
Who was it? Lil Baby had what type of watch it was.
Let's not get it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So with that said, let's not get it in the way of my story or my question here for you guys. Sorry. I want to know the dumbest thing that you guys ever spent money on.
Oh.
The dumbest purchase you guys have ever made.
Oh.
I like these too.
The kids count.
Dude. I knew you were going to say that. No, they don't. Dude, hey, Richard, remember we went to Saint-Tropez 2 summers ago?
Yeah.
And we had that brunch.
Yeah.
That was the dumbest money I spent in a long time. I was so mad.
Why? Why were you mad?
I'm joking.
No, you're being silly. That was
because money. Because we had to drive 2.5 hours.
Oh, no. I remember that. Everybody was grumpy that day. There was a lot of grumpy people that day. But we drove down. We were driving down the coast of France anyway.
From Provence to Nice.
So we stopped at Nikki Beach. Was it Nikki Beach or I think it was either Nikki Beach or
one of those. We stopped there
for lunch and it was great, but it's like, yo, you go there, like those bills can get into the, you know, the five figures, you know,
Tens of thousands.
But it wasn't that bad. We survived it. It was a good memory. The worst shit I've ever spent. Channing, we've spent money on some silly shit. Worst money?
Ooh.
You should just not. Let me just say this. You should not give 20-year-old mil. I bought a house. Spent a few $1 million on a house that we just partied in.
Oh, I bought a house in Greenwich, Connecticut. When I played for New York, I lived in Old Greenwich.
All right, road trippers, have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Our entire crew loves it, and we know you will too. Prize Picks has the best NBA prop game across the market. They offer more NBA props than any other DFS operator, and they offer every player in stat category you can think of. All new users that make their first deposit and use the promo code ROADTRIPPIN will receive an instant 100% deposit match up to $100. All you have to do is pick 2 to 5 players and select an over-under on their daily projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. It's just you versus the projected numbers. Prize Picks even allows mixed sport entries. Use the award-winning Prize Picks app either on the App Store or Google Play today. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It is that easy. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. Don't hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com and use the promo code ROADTRIPPIN or go to your App Store and download the app today. Remember, Road Trippers, Prize Picks. It's daily fantasy made easy. Hang on. It's y'all's story, so I can't take it away from you. But at the same time, like a house, you lived in it, right?
Yeah.
I'm talking about literally like a Pokemon card or like cards or.
Allie, Richard and I are drinkers and like social people. The worst thing we could have spent money on is like a great time. But again, we had a great time. Richard's had every type of car and end up coming back to the same car he had originally. Just redone.
Got a Bronco.
So we've had lots of houses. We've done. Yeah. I have a 65 Lincoln Continental that bleeds me dry every year.
Okay. So then tell me how much that bill was that you had to pay in Vegas when y'all went and y'all stuck Channing with that.
Jesus.
Bill. What was that?
Do you remember when Luke got his contract, Richard, and me and Crunky had to split that bill? It was the last day. Yeah. Oh yeah. What was it?
So we were doing credit card roulette. And so basically it was funny when we were all in Vegas partying and it just happened to be free agency. It was literally just happened to be free agency.
12 so like, grown men.
Yeah. So it was Friday, Saturday. We were partying. Sunday morning, Luke gets the call that he's getting, you know, a big contract. Like he was a second round pick, had to make the team, got a little bit of money, but then that was like his big, I think he got like a $30 million contract. So we're all there and it's like all of us, we just go and tackle him. We just go and tackle him. Like, yes, we're going to stay one more night in Vegas purely for just like to celebrate our boy. We're happy for him. The shit got out of control. Like we were so exhausted from what we had done the last 2 days that no one even really wanted to stay. But like Luke's paying for everything at this fucking point in time. And I think at the end, he lost credit card. He had to buy like the pool, lost credit card roulette someplace. And then the last one we did credit card roulette and it was like Channing and Josh Kroenke were the last two. And I think they were like, do you want to just split it? And they ended up splitting it. But it was mean because we were ordering shit. We were doing stuff sideways just to make people pay for it.
15 bottles of Jack Daniels, champagne. Dude, it was bananas. Bananas.
What was the bill? I want to know the bill. I'll tell you this.
I'll tell you
this. It might have been 60 grand. It might have been 60 something.
The dumbest thing that
it was easily because... No. Well, 60 total. But like 30 grand to a rookie... And I wasn't even supposed to be there. I was supposed to be on a plane. Richard took my phone, so I couldn't even find how I was supposed to go there, how I was supposed to do.
You're welcome.
So I'm like, shit, I just missed my... Yeah. Hey, Richard, do you remember guys in our group at rehab? You know how nasty that pool is?
That water was?
So this is... Dude, the water... Disgusting. Oh, my God. So people in our group, the water is disgusting. Disgusting. So at the beginning, everyone's like, yo, nobody get in that pool. That's gross. People are peeing in there.
Every pool is fucking
hour goes by. Somebody, I know, but hour goes by. Somebody slides down the slide next to our cabana. So one dude comes up, like, we're like, ugh, gross. 2 hours go by. Dude's like, man, I'm hot. Coop, coop. So next thing you know, like by 3-4 hours in, everyone is sliding down this slide into the pool. So, you know, those lemonades, right? You know, the lemonade things. So people are being, you know, people are trying to be weird now with like our big group. Obviously, we're like 12 NBA players, whatever it is. Dudes are like, yo, let me get a drink out of your lemonade. So guys are done with their lemonade and they dip it into the water. And put the lid on it, or like, here you go. So dudes are disgusting.
Listen, let me tell you. I know. I've been sitting here racking my brain. I'll tell you the dumbest thing I ever purchased. And it was purely on accident. I kid you not. This is purely an accident. I'm going to share this story. So when I lived in Tribeca, when I lived in New York, I had... I would just walk around all the shops. That was just kind of like how we would get out and walk. Friends and family would come. We'd walk through Soho where all the shops are. So I remember buying like this humidor. It's this beautiful Louis Vuitton humidor. Gorgeous. Probably cost like $2,500. Like very, very expensive, but it was beautiful. It's like a display piece. You can keep cigars in it. You put it in a smoking room. Dope. So like 2 years
later. I remember that thing.
Yeah, you remember. I still got it. Two years later. This is no lie. This is fucking real. 2 years later, I go and I see a chess. I see a chess set and it's in the exact same wood, the exact same everything. And I'm like, oh, that's fucking gorgeous. That's beautiful. It could be two display pieces. You could have the humidor. You can have the chess. Like, you know, it's more of just like decoration, right? So I'm like, oh, fucking wrap it up. I'm getting that. And every year I used to just buy myself something fucking stupid for Christmas. So I was like, fine. So like now these are people that I would go into that store like twice a week, just see what they got, just to fuck around. So I walk in thinking like, oh, you know, what is this thing? It'll be whatever. And maybe it's double, whatever, but fine. So I walk in there and the guy's like, that'll be 25,000. And I was like, excuse me. What did you say? And he's like, oh, that'll be 25,000. And I was just like, here you go. Gave the guy my fucking card. Gave my guy the card. And I was just like, because at that moment, like, fuck you, I can pay for it. Is it smart? Probably not. Like, but whatever, I could pay for it. So as soon as I get home, I'm like, I call my assistant. I'm like, hey, I'm going to need you to take this back in like 4 days or 5 days. Just because it was like so much going on. And I was like, look, I'm okay. It's okay. I was like 25 years old. I have no problem saying I was a little embarrassed, sticker shock, whatever. But I was just like, let me take it home. And if I'm still fucking stressed about it, I'm like, whatever. So my personal assistant, shout out my guy, Polly, he goes to take it back probably like a couple weeks later, a week later, because I was out of town by the time he got it done. They were like, oh, they were saying that they can't take it back. They can give you store credit or something along those lines. And I'm like, do I really want that much store credit? Louis, the answer is yes. But they were like, also like, these are like collector's items. These are collector pieces. You should keep it. So then I ended up keeping. So I do own a $25,000 fucking chess set that has never had chess played on it once. It literally is fucking boxed up and sits in a fucking storage or somewhere. Yes, it's a real thing.
That have you seen how much thing. It is for resale?
I haven't. But I will say this. This is the part that pisses me off because of where I, again, first world problems, because of where I live by the ocean. Some of the, like in the air is so, it's so salt, oxidization or whatever it is. Salt, whatever it is. But some, like the screws on it are starting to like rust or patina. So I'm like, oh no,
what's going on here?
Yeah. And not in a bad way. It's just starting to patina a little bit to the point where you're like, you can send it off to them. They can fix. But yes. Long story short, that is the fucking dumbest thing that I've ever fucking purchased in my entire life by far.
This is actually coming back to bite me in the ass because I'm sitting here thinking of the amount of things in my life that I would have bought for $25,000 or for $33,000.
What's $33,000? Oh yeah. What's $33,000?
Channing's alcohol bill at Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
More than
yeah.
that.
Well, I still look. 15 years later, I still have it. 17 years later, I still have it.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
I still have these memories.
I still have these memories. Still have the memories. Yeah.
Barely.
Okay, what about
barely?
What about the craziest thing that, or the dumbest thing you've seen, like a teammate or someone in the league buy?
Oh, no, that's it. Like gambling.
I saw somebody gambling easily. I saw somebody lose $35,000 in an hour and a half on a card game.
100%.
That's gambling. Light.
I don't think I've ever seen someone lose six figures, but I've definitely seen guys fucking 50,000.
Dude, I've actually always wondered this because you're talking about like on flights, right? Like mm-hmm. yes. to and from cities.
Yeah.
Do guys actually come to the plane with straight up cash?
No. It depends on the group.
I would say 12 to 15.
Yeah, right. They'll keep track.
If you're playing Blu-ray, you probably come 10 to 15. And then if it's poker and they're playing $100 a hand, right? They'll bring a big rack. But if they're playing big money, yeah, a lot of bookkeeping. Because somebody got to bring a check. You have to bring two checks and you got to write that check.
Oh, you're going to get the money. Like, you're going to get the money.
24, 48 hours.
That's code. That's a very, like, if somebody whoop your ass, which fights have happened over that stuff, it's like, bro, like, you were going to take my money. You would be looking for my money if I lost 25K on a hand. And that's part of it. Like, don't be in this game. No one's forcing you to play, but that's code. You don't do that. I will say that they got out of cash. I know Greg Popovich, like Tim Duncan was saying that, like, you know, having all of this cash out on the table and just doing that stuff. So then they started using like poker chips and stuff like that when they were playing poker was big then. So you try and be respectful of the people that are also working and helping to do that. But like you live on a plane, you know, this at least 6 hours, then 6 hours there, then 2 hours there. One of my old trainers said this on a flight from New York when he's playing for the Knicks to I believe it's Phoenix, LA, wins like 50 or 60 grand, 70 grand. He comes to our trainer, Tim Walsh, and he was like, yo, look at this. Oh my God, I'm going to buy a new Range Rover when I get back. Like he was killing. This is the thing. You don't want to get hot on the trip out. You want to get hot on the trip back. So the trip back loses it all.
Because you have to play.
You have to play. That's part of the code or you just won't get invited back. So on the trip back, loses it all and then some. and they were like, yo, he was sick. He was sick for like days. Like he was probably picking out colors. He was probably doing this. Now, I'm gets a hold of this. Like, this is what I was hearing from somebody else. This is not a quote. This is just saying that somebody told me that you got your head beat in one time in a card game, and I'm just relaying that information. We've all gotten our heads beat in. We've all gotten our heads beat in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have a question for you guys before we wrap this up. I think it's actually a great segue. Did you guys hear that Vegas was building a $3 billion arena? Primed for an NBA team in 2024?
As they should.
As it was, yeah.
Do you think that that's a good thing? Great thing. Vegas is ready for an NBA team and vice versa?
Great thing.
No, I don't think it's great. I don't think it's great. I think it's going to happen. It's going to happen because of gambling, and it's going to happen because of all of that stuff. And I don't think it's a great thing. But again, Vegas is no different than Miami.
Elaborate,
Vegas
Richard, is no different than New York. Why don't you think it's a great thing?
I just think there are cities that are better deserving. There are cities that are better deserving of a franchise like Seattle. What do you mean? Fuck! You can say two other than Seattle. I think Vancouver.
Seattle had a chance already.
No, they didn't have a chance. They wouldn't pay for a fucking arena, so they moved it out. Like, that's fair to not make the taxpayers pay for billions. No. To make the taxpayers pay for billionaires' arenas, that is not fair. I don't have any ownership in this arena. Like, I support the team. I do this. So billionaires want to buy teams for billions and then say that, oh, we're going to, you know, make the taxpayers pay for that. That's bullshit, right? That's part of the reason why the Rams were allowed to bring the team to, they're allowed to bring the team to LA. It's because Stan Kroenke could fucking afford to pay for his own arena, right? Like, that's part of it. So I just think that, like, there's other cities that are better equipped for that, and I think would be better. But with gambling now, and now all of this stuff, it's 100% going to happen. That's great. Good for expansion. But
every Vegas team is a, that's Vegas been in Vegas,
small demographic,
their show out is crazy. Their show out is crazy. The Golden Knights, the Raiders, like, their attendance is going to be bananas. And then to play in that type of environment, especially when you get Lakers, you know, Bucks, Heat, Celtics, you know, all these teams, it's only going to make it another electric arena. Like, we only hear about 7 or 8 places that are really electric. This is going to be one of the most electric places in the league. It has to be, or it won't work.
Yeah, well, and there's so much money that it's going to work, but I will say this. I cannot wait to call games full-time for whatever Vegas team is there. I'll be there.
Exactly.
I'll be there.
Easy point.
All right.
Oh, yeah. That'll do it. If you guys like what you hear, please rate, review, and subscribe. If you have a question for the show, call, text us anytime. You know the number, 657-5-CALL-RT. That'll do it for another edition of Road Trip.